Hey everyone, welcome to episode 2 of season 3 of the Lexicon of Life podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can probably see my ratchet microphone that has been taped to a boom arm, and I'm going to need to get a new one pretty soon. So I think I need to create like a GoFundMe page for this just horrendous looking microphone. It's just terrible, but it does the job. So here we are. So today I wanted to discuss something really important because it's actually a day that I've taken off today. It's a Monday morning. It's Monday afternoon now, but I don't usually take off Mondays ever. And that's because my life is just busy and someone needs to get the work done sometimes. But I woke up today feeling really just like, just run down, really flat. And just not in the mood to even look at my computer, look at my emails and all the work that I've got going on. So I thought, how can I approach the week in the best way possible without letting this flat energy affect me? And I thought, all right, maybe I just need to actually take the day off. So again, if you're watching this, you've probably seen my hair is just in a mess. I'm not wearing any makeup. And yeah, just look like a drowned rat, which is fine because I'm happy to put the realness and the relatability out there to the world and trying to, dodge all of these sicknesses and fevers and stuff that people that's gone around at the moment, obviously. So anyway, I want to dive into a quick 10-minute tip for you guys, which actually revolves around my day today, which is taking a rest day. And just how difficult that is for business owners to do. It is probably one of the hardest things you can do when running a business is actually taking a break and knowing when to listen to your body. It's taken me a long time to even just be okay with being neutral and not doing anything and just chilling out and listening to what my body needs in order to have a better week and better days ahead. So I thought it would be really beneficial for you guys to just hear maybe some tips and have a little reminder and think about when was the last time you took a rest day, really, truly rested from your business. So I've kind of come up with a formula for myself on rest days and I wanted to share it with you. So my first stage of the formula is when I wake up and I'm feeling pretty shit and like I don't want to do anything at all that day, I don't force myself to do anything in that moment because in that moment nothing will come good of me trying to force myself to do something, whether it's making breakfast or doing the dishes or doing something productive at home or looking at my emails or Instagram or whatever. I just completely like there's just no point in me trying to do anything because I'm just in that mood and I may as well just feel it, live it, and then move on. So rather than trying to push it down and suppress it and ignore it, just actually be okay with just doing absolutely fuck all. So what I like to do is disconnect and unplug. So I basically put my phone in the other room. I go sit on the couch. I put my robe on. I put my hoodie or whatever I feel like I can just have that almost like regress into like the 6-year-old me who is sick and like just wants to have a cup of tea or something warm, put on my favorite TV show and then potentially have a nap on the couch. And that way I just don't have to think about anything. I don't have to force myself to go through the motions of what a normal morning routine might look like, going to the gym or whatever it is. So just say no to everything in the best way. So that's my first phase, my first stage. And I don't put a time on any of this, by the way. It's just a matter of does this kind of flow naturally into the day and into my energy peaks as well. So I feel like once I've kind of had a rest and I'm able to unplug and recharge for a couple of hours, then I can get up and maybe have something to eat or have a coffee and then just kind of potter around the place. Maybe like go to my phone, kind of check in with everything, if everyone's good, whatever. And then I look at maybe an email or two, depending on how I feel. So don't put any limits or any kind of pressure on what I need to be doing in my day. So when I feel comfortable, I do that. The next kind of phase for me to, all right, like I feel like I kind of want to get moving now. I actually went for a walk today. So for me, engaging in something physical is really good just to kind of pull me out of the slump of being in my PJs and being comfortable and in my own little shell. And being a hermit at home, which is what happens sometimes. And then the whole day goes and I'm like, oh shit, okay, I feel even worse now from not actually doing anything. So I try to approach the movement side of my formula to something that I feel comfortable with in that moment. So if I have a bit more energy and I'm feeling more pepped up after that, a bit of a, I guess, reset and an unplugging, then I will do something according to how I'm feeling. So today I was a bit more like, ugh, okay, can't be fucked still, but I'm just maybe going to put some shoes on. And then that's like the next step. All right, how do I feel once I put shoes on? I get changed out of my PJs, put some activewear on, maybe put some shoes on. All right, what do I kind of feel like doing in this moment? And I thought, you know, I really need right now mentally to listen to a podcast and go and have a coffee. So, you know, put my hat on, put some sunnies on, went and walked down to the coffee shop. I actually did like a bit of a loop around my area and then took kind of the long way to get to the local coffee shop and pick up a takeaway coffee. And I also picked up a little like cinnamon vegan croissant roll kind of thing as well, because I was like, you know what, I just want a treat. Treat yourself. So I was able to, you know, do something physical that wasn't demanding or super taxing on my body and my brain. And I was able to listen to a podcast, and that helped me kind of reset for the day ahead, even though I went out there at like 11:30. It is what it is. And I was able to, you know, order my favorite hot cup of coffee and get a treat and, yeah, feeling good, walking back home, ready for a couple more things that I needed to do on my to-do list while I was kind of up and at them. Then I could get some stuff done that I felt like I wanted to get done. But if I wasn't feeling that way, then they wouldn't have gotten done, which is fine. So I just, again, you have to just think about in each of those stages, rather than putting like on your rest day, which can happen and has happened to me a lot as well, is I make a to-do list for my rest day. And it's like, well, what's the fucking point of having a to-do list on a rest day? Because when you put those, those pressures on yourself when you're meant to be resting, it's a counterintuitive. Like it's makes you think then and use your brain energy of like, oh shit, now I've got to do this. And you, then you're not actually resting. Even if your body, so you could actually have a shit rest day and not feel rejuvenated because you haven't actually rested properly in every stage, in every part of your body. While you could be laying on the couch, your brain can be going a million miles a minute. So to me, that's not resting. And to your brain, that's not resting because you're still consuming a lot of energy within your brain. So if you're not able to actually truly switch off and not think about anything else, or that, you know, you're just here in this moment, there's nothing to do, no one to see, you know, if you're able to remove yourself from the to-do list that you put on yourself, no one else put that there, you wrote it, then you'll actually achieve better quality and effective rest than having to think I need to be productive on my rest day. So just get rid of that whole shtick that you put on yourself of needing to rest and do just fuck all. Seriously, just do it. So after I do a bit of physical activity, I feel like I can move a bit more and then I've got some traction. And then I move into, all right, well, what do I, you know, maybe there's something now that my heart and my brain can do together, which is usually a hobby or an interest that I enjoy. So I'm actually, this is my part of the formula that is my stage three, which is podcasting. So I found once I did my episode last week for season three, that I kind of walked away from that quick episode and I was like, oh, I really, really loved doing that. And that really filled my cup. And I felt like, you know, it really set me up for those next days ahead. And I just felt like really good. And it made me want to do it more. So I don't feel like this at the moment, even though this is my rest day and I'm doing a podcast, it kind of seems like it's a conflict, and that it's like, well, if you're resting, Lex, you're actually working right now. But to me, this isn't work. This is something that I am passionate about, that I love doing, that makes me feel really good. And it gets me kind of just back in the rhythm of getting into work for tomorrow. So I'm able to do this podcast as a part of my hobbies, so my interests, that I find is going to be something that's really cool that I can look back on and say, yeah, I feel like I was able to do something creative today that some people might use as, you know, cooking or painting. Maybe they do yoga. Maybe they read a book. Maybe they do some gardening, or, you know, they do a puzzle, something they've maybe been wanting to do for, you know, a couple of weeks now, and like, oh, I haven't had the time to do it. Well, now is your chance to do that creative thing that you don't have to actually complete, or, you know, can just make a start on, or, you know, continue the progress of, or writing a book maybe. Like, there's ways in your rest day that you can still incorporate creativity without having to put a deadline onto, and I need to get this much done at this time. Just do whatever feels right for you. So for now, I'm just doing, well, we've gone over, you know, 10 minutes now, but I wanted to do a quick 10-minute tip for you. And so we'll quickly wrap up with the fourth and final formula for tonight, or for today, that I will be doing, which is basically using quality time as a formula for me. So I like to look at the fourth stage of my rest day as, what do I need from myself to fill with my love language? So for me, I really, I guess, admire spending quality time with people that I love. So tonight, again, I'm going to kind of like unplug and switch off to set myself up for tomorrow, which will be a good, productive day, hoping that this all kind of works as my rest day formula, which it has in the past. And you can tweak things as you go as well. It doesn't have to be really to each stage, or it has to be in that kind of cadence. Just go by the path and the pace that you want to take it. So for me tonight, I'm just going to be doing something I love, which is spending quality time with my partner and cooking a really delicious meal. So I think for me, being in the kitchen is really therapeutic, and I like to touch food and, you know, make something from scratch and eat it. And it's just like so good for the soul for me. And it's something that I really enjoy doing. So you just think about what is going to make you feel really good on the inside and warm and fuzzy, and look at that as your fourth formula. So it might be spending time with your kids or with your family. It might be taking your dog for a walk. It might be curling up with your cat with a cup of tea. Just something that is going to be this, like, it fulfills your heart in that way, and you're able to connect on that human level with someone. Or maybe it might even be a phone call to your parents or grandma, or you know, whoever you feel like you might need to reach out to, that might actually make you feel really cool on the inside. And it might help someone else feel good too, because that always is such a good feeling when you can make someone else feel good. So in order to, I guess, as a business owner, you need to avoid burning out, and you need to, whatever burnout looks like to you, you need to understand that first and foremost, and then flip it and see, all right, well, how can I actually avoid doing this? Because no one wants to be burnt out. No one wants you burnt out either, because that doesn't make you the best person or the best boss to deal with, or the best family member or partner to deal with either. When you're burnt out, you basically just help no one, because yeah, you're just trying to do all these things and it's actually not benefiting anyone, especially yourself or your business. So take the rest day when you need it, listen to your body, and hopefully this formula might help you in terms of stage one, unplugging and just being in the sweet FOL stage of the day. Step two would be doing some sort of movement or activity that just helps you kind of just get the blood flowing a bit more. Step three would be pursuing your interests or a hobby that makes you feel really good on the inside and fills your cup. And step four would be doing something that basically helps with your love language and connecting on a human level. So you need to take care of yourself in order to take care of your business and to take care of everyone else. So that's all for me today. Hopefully I am having a better week moving forward, and I already feel better. So thanks for listening if you are, and be kind to everyone around you, and don't take shit from anyone. And as always, keep moving forward. Bye.